Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that time of night. I'm David Chiu.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And our guest for tonight, James Lai, who will be joining us in just a few seconds from now. James, just hold on. Hold on to something. Hold on to something. Can you? Can you?
Holding.
Holding. Tonight, we're going to be speaking to him. But first and foremost, we have a giveaway.
Yes, we are. We are giving away Pestle & Mortar's merchandise, 150 worth of merchandise.
Really?
Now, all you have to do is just answer this simple question. What is the name of Pestle & Mortar's brand manager? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
How do I know?
I know. I'm like... Interns, Garrett Hugo, like brand manager?
Brand manager?
This is a tough one.
Yeah, I know. Is there a clue?
I think it's on their website.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. So this evening we have James Lai with us. Hi, James. How are you doing?
Hi, guys.
Okay. You're looking good?
Fairly good.
You've been on BFM before, right?
Yes.
On what show?
On The Bigger Picture.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot Sharad's show.
Oh,
I love KL. I love KL, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Boring lah.
Bad lah, Rodin.
I didn't say that.
I did. Anyway, just for those of you who don't know who James Lai is, he's an artist, he's a curator. He's also the co-founder of the Minute Art.
Yeah.
Art Social in Damansara Utama. And that's an art space that's dedicated to sharing and also showcasing the work of underground and new artists in Malaysia.
Tell us more about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
What
do you want to know?
What about what's underground or new artists?
Underground meaning the unseen.
Really?
Yeah. If you want anything new or fresh, then you come check us out.
But you know, it could be a kid who's 5 years old drawing something, splashing paint on paper and all that. He could be.
No, is it like something freedom of speech? You know, people can actually express out, you know, whatever they want.
Like why we have art socials? Like we started out as art gallery, so we were doing like. We're showing work from emerging artists or like people who kind of discover their art talent. So we wanted to kind of diversify the Malaysian arts environment.
And so you yourself are an artist, right?
Yeah.
An artist?
Yeah.
How did you know that you had a knack for art?
Well, I've always been art. Like I started drawing when I was young. So like I just got into that naturally, I guess. So evolved. And I always respond better to visuals than to kind of words, I would say. But then the end it comes.
And so you
kind of, that's a link.
So you graduated with a BA in Multimedia Design from RMIT, Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, come on.
It's more practical choice.
Was it something that you chose and your parents? No.
It's a mutual decision.
But I think, I think you mentioned earlier that, you know, envision yourself being a footballer before deciding to become an artist.
Yeah.
Why? And what happened?
I'm addicted to football.
Okay.
Which team?
Barcelona.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. But I was supporting them when they were losing. United was the team then, like, you know.
But you chose Barcelona anyway.
Yeah.
Were you a United fan?
Never.
All right. Yes, man.
You're going to get a lot of hatred.
It's okay. I'm Abu myself anyway. Anything but United, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, you are the curator. You're also artist for the Minute Init Art Social.
Yeah.
This is in Damansara Utama. Which part of Damansara Utama is this? I don't think I've ever
seen
it.
Uptown Damansara.
Mm. And you have a space over there where you have
So anyone can go there?
We open to the public.
And what do you have over there? Works of art from, of course,
like
the underground.
Recently we have like events, musical events as well, parties. Yeah. Ali Johan played there before as well.
Cool.
So we have these guys coming in, people from the scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to kind of open the doors to the public for these people, like, you know, for people to enjoy this sort of music.
So anyone can come in and then just say that I'm an artist and, you know, just submit a couple.
You don't need to be an artist. You don't need to be an art appreciator. But I can guarantee after that, you will start to appreciate art.
When you mention art, like, do people get to paint on walls or on something? What is it?
Not exactly. Like, I paint on the walls.
Okay.
But, like, most people come in, they kind of feel shocked because this is not the place that you see every day in Malaysia. Because usually what they kind of, people interpret kind of cool and hipster as like the cafes sort of thing. But, like, we're more to, like, we look really punkish.
Okay.
Yeah.
The graffiti type of art, is that right?
Yeah.
Graffiti, we have paintings as well, all types of art.
Right.
So even digital art, even art with the internet.
Okay, it says here that your work are forms of anarchic explorations of the problem of the uncertainty in your search for universal synchronicity.
Yeah.
In other words, hantam saja lah, is that right? No. Huh?
No, really. Took a while.
Okay,
a
tell
lonely,
us
lonely nights working in the studio. It's more the result of loneliness.
You also graduated from the Duncan of Jordan Stone School of Art and Design, University of Dundee in Scotland, with an MSc in 3D animation as well.
Yeah, I'm a trained animator.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So that's kind of where I started, I guess.
So are you, professionally, are you an animator? Or do you work for some company or something? Or do you work for yourself?
I teach. I chose the noble profession of teaching.
Okay. But that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Right?
So, okay, we are together with James Lai today on That Time of Night. We'll speak to him more about all this stuff. But in the meantime, we still have that giveaway that we want to remind everybody.
Yes, we are giving away 150 worth of products, all thanks to Pesa & Mortars. Oh. Now, to win, all you have to do is just answer this simple question. Uh-huh. What is the name of Pesa & Mortars' brand manager? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Brand manager.
Amazing question.
Amazing. No, we'll be back with more James Lai right after a couple of great tunes over here on BFM 89.9. This is That Time of Night. That Time of Night, BFM 89.9. I'm David Chiu.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And with us this evening, James Lai, who is from the Minute Init Art Social in Damansara Utama. He is an anarchic explorator of the problem of the uncertainty in his search for universal synchronicity.
You just have to say it, like.
I love it. I mean, the way he describes it, yeah. You've been involved in festivals, exhibitions, such as the Tin Picks Mop Hog Group Exhibition, the Tai Chicha Photography Exhibition, Midas Touch Art Fusion, Heineken Green Room Exhibition, many, many more. What do you what do you post of that? I mean, you've got photography. Are you into photography as well?
Yeah. But, like, those are curated. We're kind of, curating shows for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tai Theme Chicha, la,
yeah.
Right?
Just kind of black and white and mobile photography.
Okay.
So you see, kind of, we're kind of diverse. We don't just stick to one genre of art.
Okay. Yeah. Many different kinds of, different genres, right?
What would the signature kind of art for you?
Signature art? I usually paint.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be the signature.
What sort of material do you like to paint on? Do you like oil or watercolor or anything?
Yeah, I like industrial.
Mm.
Wow. Industrial. Explain industrial.
Like, people go to the art shop, I go to the hardware store.
Really?
Yeah. It's my art shop.
So what do you do you use steel pipes to paint with or blow or something like that? Then
yeah, it depends. Like, I have my trusty drip stick, so, like, I have my tools, broken brushes and stuff like that.
How long does it take for you to finish a work? An artist never ever finishes a painting. You know what I mean?
It takes ages for them.
They will always look at it and they will think, it's not quite there yet, it's not quite there yet. You never know when a piece of art is finished.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you know when a piece of art is finished for you?
It feels right.
It feels right?
Yeah.
And your pieces of art are up for sale as well?
Yeah, of course.
Those
that are shown are up for sale.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll find out how you can.
You need to feel it. You need to feel it. When it's done, it's done.
Very, very feeling, like, you know. Okay. That Time of Night on BFM 89.9. It's now time for the next segment for today. This one, we like to call it.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
What's all the shouting? It's time for news from page two is what it's all about.
Yes.
And we have a couple of stories. Let's kick it off with yours, Adeline.
Yes, mine is more lighthearted like yours. Yours is quite serious. Mm. And it's okay. The second day of New Year's back to work.
Okay, what's
all right,
yours?
My story is based in China. I don't know. I always have Chinese stories.
You're Chinese?
Yeah, but it's always in China. My story is about rushing into marriage.
Is it because... Is it because you're rushing into
marriage? No, I'm not rushing into marriage, okay? But people in China, they are rushing into marriage because extra holidays allowance may be scrapped off.
How does that work? I don't understand.
So they apparently when you want to get married, when you get married in China, apparently you get a marriage allowance up to 27 days, from 7 to 27 days. It depends on where you're from.
Wow, if you get married.
Yeah.
We don't even because get that
here. We don't get it here. Unless you want to go, even though if you want to go for honeymoon, you got to take off your annual leave as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, but in China, you don't have annual leave. You have annual leave, but if you get married, you get marriage allowance, holiday allowance.
Oh.
Yeah.
So everyone's rushing to get married.
Yeah, because apparently they're going to scrape off the holiday allowance for them.
So people are getting married just because of that.
Before they actually 100% implement this rule.
Then after they finish with the allowance, what do they do? Get divorced? And then remarry again? I mean, I could marry 12 times a year. I don't have to work, man.
But the thing is, the holiday, they call it the holiday bonus, okay? So it was designed earlier. It was to support, the China's one-child law.
It used to be a one-child law.
Yeah, it used to be. Now they actually scrap off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they scrap it off and the government says no longer
Chinese.
Necessary.
To make more Nikes.
Wow.
I mean, would you guys rush into a marriage to get extra holiday?
I don't think so. I don't
know.
What if
you
have a painting to finish?
That's why it depends. It's situational.
You date someone after 6 months. You don't want a holiday to be scraped off.
No, you just crowdsource the thing and say, anybody want to go on holiday? Quick, let's get married now and then we can divorce after that.
What? What's the point? What's the point of getting married then?
Just for the holiday. Practical. It's practical,
being Chinese.
Right? Yeah.
What? Chinese, man.
What's not quite practical, though, is my story. Now, there was a anti-violence rally that went on over in New York, right? Mm. So what happened was activists for this anti-violence rally was there. And what happened was they ended up fighting with one another because there were two groups.
Quite bono, right?
Quite bono, isn't it? I mean, come on. They are there for anti-violence, right? And then they ended up having big violence themselves. Quite silly, lah, because this was actually on the steps of City Hall over in Newark. And what happened was the press conference was called by a group of activists led by this guy. And he was an anti-violence activist. So he said they plan to ask the mayor over there to unleash his quality of life plan in addressing ongoing violence facing New York residents. However, there was another group who was the supporters of the mayor who said, no, these guys have no right to try and demand anything from the mayor. So then they ended up fighting with one another.
But there must be someone, one culprit to actually start the fight, right?
Yeah, apparently one guy came in and then started scolding the other guys. So it started.
So it started off with argument.
Started off with argument, ended up with violence. At an anti-violence rally.
What's the point?
These days, anything can happen.
James, you have a story for us as well, yeah? We'll find out what your story is next. But before that, let's remind everybody about what we're giving away tonight.
Yes, we are giving away 100 ringgit worth of merchandise, all thanks to Pestle and Mortar.
I tell you what, I'll add 50 ringgit to that and give away 150
cash
ringgit.
Or what?
No, 50 ringgit more. So it's 150 ringgit, yeah?
From Pestle and Mortar. 150 ringgit worth of products, all thanks to Pestle and Mortar. Uh-huh. Now, to win, just answer the simple question: what is the name of Pestle and Mortar's brand manager? Send your name and your IC number to
016-201-9000.
Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
It's 50-50. It's either Mr. Manager or Miss Manager.
Well, our interns, told us hey, you know what? Go on a website. You can find a name there. I said, okay.
Okay, when we come back, we'll find out what James Lai's story is all about, plus more. And we'll also see how he does on Smarty Pants. All this coming on next, BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, That Time of Night. I'm David Chiu.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
Okay, and we've got
James
Lai.
With us. But that's a very unique name, you know, L-Y. I've not met anyone with that surname before.
Did you change it or something?
No.
No, it's spelled that way.
It's fated, yeah.
Fated.
What? I mean, maybe the guy was supposed to write L-A-I, but he wrote
You're
L-Y.
From O-U-G, right?
Yeah.
Born and bred here.
Born and bred here.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. So, James, you have also a story from page two for us, right? And what's your story all about?
The story is about the Romans.
Oh, what about?
What about them?
And America, the discovery of America.
But I thought so it was the Italians who did that, right? Wasn't it Christopher Columbus was
he's
the one?
He's not Italian.
No?
Italian, yeah. No.
You know, Christopher Columbus is not Portuguese.
Was he?
Yeah, some people say he's Polish. Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
What's the story about?
Okay, what about the
Romans? The story is about that the Romans were actually the first people to discover the Americas.
No. No. How can you say that?
Because they found a sword there that dates, predates Columbus and the Vikings.
Real? No, you could have. You could have, they could have had some battle at sea or whatever it is. And
come
then, you
on,
know, that the
like
thing floated
across
there.
The Atlantic.
You never know, right?
Anyone can claim that, you know, they own it.
Yeah, some guy could have stolen it from some museum over in Rome and then planted it there and said, I found a sword.
Wait, how legit is this?
How legit is that?
I think it's pretty legit.
Yeah.
It's science. Scientists claim that. Researchers.
Scientists claim everything.
Yeah. But
don't they?
It's kind of interesting because that's how kind of history always changes now.
Amazing.
Because of all these new things kind of people discover. Yeah. And like,
so the Romans actually discovered America.
Yeah. Apparently there's other type of human beings as well.
Really? Like what?
Yeah. Besides us. There's another species.
What kind of species?
The red deer people from China.
Oh. There we go. You're on That Time of Night. And just before we get into Smarty Pants over here, let's remind everybody about our giveaway for today. What's that giveaway, by the way?
Yes, we are giving away Pesa Mortar's merchandise, 150 ringgit worth. Now, send your name and your IC number to 0162019000 and tell us why do you deserve to win. And by answering this question, what is the name of Pesa Mortar's brand manager?
Which it still catches me. If you don't know that answer by now, you're just like us.
So unexpected.
Okay, time for Smarty Pants, my friend. Are you ready? Now, you know how Smarty Pants works?
I guess so.
Say 30 questions in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so if you do not know the answer, just say skip. Try not to linger on one question for too long.
Are you ready, my friend? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to hit this first, though.
Smarty Pants.
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 30 seconds on the clock is what we have for James Lies today on Smarty Pants. Here we go. American singer Catherine Hudson is better known by what name? Katie Melua or Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
The National Opera Company, Opera North, is based in which English city? Is it Liverpool or Leeds?
Leeds.
Which English beer is also known as Newquay Brown? Carling or Newcastle Brown Ale?
Carling.
What is the name of the Japanese fish that might kill you if it's prepared wrongly by the chef?
Fugu.
How many stars are there on the Australian national flag? 5, 6, or 10?
5.
Who directed the 1954 classic film Rear Window that starred James Stewart, Frank Capra, or Alfred Hitchcock? Which one? Frank Capra or Alfred Hitchcock? What do you think?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Which video game series follows a character named Sackboy, Little Big Planet, or Infamous?
Sorry, again?
Which game series has a character called Sackboy? Is it Little Big Planet or Infamous?
Infamous.
In many Spanish-speaking countries, which day of the week is considered unlucky if it falls on the 13th of the month? Is it Monday, Tuesday, or Saturday?
Tuesday.
Ooh. Which word is derived from the Greek words for star and sailor? Is it astronaut or explorer?
Astronaut.
Who represents the head of the Secret Intelligence Service, or is better known as MI6 in James Bond? Is it Q or M?
M.
How many zeros are there in a billion?
9.
Complete this famous song line. But if you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're ant or ant.
Pass.
Who was the youngest player to ever score in a World Cup competition? Was it Wayne Rooney or Pelé?
Pelé.
In which 1964 film did actress Julie Andrews make her film debut? Was it The Sound of Music or Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins.
Okay, which singer was famous for coming up with a sandwich combination of peanut butter, banana, and bacon that would later be named after him? Was it Elvis Presley or David Bowie?
Elvis Presley.
2016 represents the year of the goat. True or false?
False.
In The Simpsons, the names of all three kids are Bart, Lisa, and...
Oh. Pass.
Wait, what is the national fruit of Malaysia? Is it durian, lychee, or papaya?
Durian.
What is the official language of Nigeria? Is it Swahili or English?
Swahili.
Oh. Joey, Chandler, and Ross are all characters from which famous TV sitcom?
Friends.
In the human body, the hallux is more commonly known as what? The big toe or the pinky finger?
Big toe.
Which sport includes lineouts, scrums, and conversions? Is it cricket or rugby?
Rugby.
Which singer-songwriter wrote the hit single "The First Cut Is the Deepest"? Was it Rod Stewart or Cat Stevens?
Cat Stevens.
What is the capital of New York? Is it Albany or New York City?
Albany.
Which former U.S. president was an actor before he went into office? James W. Bush or Ronald Reagan?
Ronald Reagan.
Okay, fantastic. There we go. 30, well, that's 3 minutes gone over there as far as...
25 questions there.
Wow, not bad.
Not bad, not bad.
We are going to find out... We are going to find out together just how well James Lai did in tonight's Smarty Pants right after this. Stay with us. This is BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, that time of night. Hi, I'm David Chiu.
And I'm Madeline Chiu.
And I'm James Lai.
Hi, James. James, before we get to your score on that time of night, you managed to finish 25 questions, you know. And most of them, you hantam or what?
I don't know, intuition.
Intuition.
I feel it.
You're very into it, huh?
Yeah.
but I'm really surprised about the national fruit of Malaysia.
Yeah.
I thought it was durian as well.
Okay. So let's look into some of the questions that he got wrong.
All right, okay. So the first one, which English beer is known as Newquay Brown?
Uh-huh.
The answer is Newcastle Brown Ale.
Oh.
How many stars are there on the Australian national flag?
Six.
It was very close, you mentioned five.
Six.
Which video games series follows a character named Sackboy? It's Little Big Planet.
You know how many people are out there going, you don't know.
I don't play games.
Complete this famous song line.
Uh-huh.
But if you're thinking about my baby.
If you're thinking about my baby,
it don't matter if you're black or white.
Oh, no.
And finally.
It sounds different when you say that.
In The Simpsons, the names of all three kids are Bart, Lisa and Maggie.
The baby. And the national fruit of Malaysia is papaya, lah.
I know, Ken. All right, drum roll, please.
Okay, let's have a drum roll right now and see what exactly is the score for James Lai. Out of 25, you managed to get
18 points.
Whoa.
Not bad, lah.
Thank you.
Not bad. Lower score is 1. Well, let's see this year, 2016. What's the highest score? If we can beat 26.
Exactly. So you started a new record for,
to be beaten.
You never know.
Not good to be first, no.
But you don't mind being first, is it? Because after all, you are the curator, co-founder of Minute Init Art School in Damansara Utama. I'm getting to his blurb, right? Where he expresses himself in forms of anarchic explorations problem of the uncertainty of you in your search for universal synchronicity.
Yeah, beautiful.
And you like to do industrial art. I came from industrial art class.
Right? You, David?
Yeah. Those days we had to use saw and plane. And all. We would call IA1, IA2, 3, that sort of thing. You have a show
life
or something?
Life skills. Huh? So
you have a show or something that people can go and see at your place?
Yeah. Going to have exhibit my new collection of works.
Really?
On the 15th, yeah.
Oh.
January.
15th of January.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at Minute Init.
Mm-hmm. Minute Init. In Damansara Utama.
Yeah. Opening is on the 15th, 8:30.
Do they have to pay?
There will also be some free drinks.
Drinks.
Keep that in mind.
Okay.
So on the 15th of January.
Yeah, good art, good people.
What time?
8:30 p.m.
Starts
8:30 and till late.
What can we expect to see over there?
You can expect to see me in my art.
That's all that matters.
That's first. And then there's stuff on the background.
Okay, okay.
Which lots, is for you to find out.
And lots of stuff. Are you selling those pieces of art that you're going to be on display?
Yeah, I'll be selling those pieces. Selling my babies.
Oh, selling your babies.
I want to ask.
But for a good price.
Okay, I want to. Okay, talking about price, how do you actually price a piece of art? Sometimes you can just see a blank white piece, you know, just white paint and one blue line. Yeah. And it goes for like 100,000, 200,000 ringgit, that sort of thing. How do you guys price this sort of thing?
Sometimes it depends on who the artist is. And materials. If there's gold in the painting, then yeah, of course it'd be expensive. So size counts as well. Cultural value.
Cultural value.
Yeah.
So, for instance, like your pieces of art over there, how what sort of value do you put on onto
it? It's like speculating on property.
Yeah. It's actually very true.
A property can be nothing as well.
Yeah, or it could be something big.
Yeah.
You just have to wait like about.
So you say like this address is like it's supposed to be worth a few million, but why the address next to it opposite it is only like 10 cents?
Right. So it's like, you know. So it's a really long term investment over here. If I buy a piece of art from James Lai today, maybe 100 years from now, it could be worth.
Because
millions. Problem is, I won't be around to enjoy that life.
It's for your grandchildren.
That's actually a very wise investment. Wise investment.
All right, fact of the day.
Yes, it's time for the fun fact. Before we leave right now, what's your fun fact
of the day? Oh, I go first?
Yes.
Okay, China fact.
Again?
It's about bride kidnapping.
Oh, first you marry them.
Oh, I love this.
If you can't find a bride, you kidnap them.
So, bride kidnapping, which was more common in the past. So, apparently, still occurs today in most mostly poor rural areas of China. Still happens now.
I think it happens in Tajikistan. It's like that as well,
How do you kidnap a bride? You mean as she's getting married, you kidnap her straight away?
I assume so.
Apparently, you can ask her first. Then you just kidnap her one day.
That's not kidnapping.
Come on, you watch Borat?
Yeah.
He kidnapped Pamela Anderson.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so that's when it started.
He did a lot of other things as well over there.
What's yours?
Okay, mine is very simple. India, would you believe this? India has more people using the internet than the entire population of the US. I kid you not.
Really?
There are more people in India who uses the internet than the entire population of the US.
Makes sense, amazing, actually. Right? Makes sense.
Really? Why do you say so?
Most Indians are into IT.
Really? Huh?
Yeah.
Hugo, savvy. Is that true?
Hugo, is that true? Oh, well, it's almost time for us to say goodnight over here. James, it's been great having you over here with us.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks so much for coming. And don't forget, it's going to be on the 15th of January
at
8:30 p.m.
Yeah. Inert.
Oh, that's fantastic. I only like the free drinks part. But before we go again, one last time, tell us about that giveaway that you are giving.
Who's the brand manager?
Come on,
tell us
please
the name.
Stand up.
Tell us the name of Pasar Mota's brand manager. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Who's the brand manager?
You kidnapped the brand manager.
And so that's it, man. Thanks so much for joining us on That Time of Night. I'm David Chiu.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm James Lai.
Okay, till next time. Bye-bye, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.